So welcome to week six of our 10-week series, The Principles and Practices of Prosperity. Today we are going to look at the power of gratitude and thanksgiving and blessing and praising. You know, I love the Thanksgiving holiday. There's something so warm and cozy and wonderful and exciting about it. It is the most traveled of all holidays. People love to go back home and be with their families and eat great food and have fun. And I think it's fabulous to have what a great tradition and holiday to help us remember to be thankful for all of the wonderful blessings, all the wonderful gifts, all the wonderful people that are in our lives that make us feel so loved and so blessed and so supported. And as wonderful as a tradition and practice it is, I don't think we always realize that gratitude is a powerful, transformational, creative spiritual energy that we all possess, that it can do greater and more abundant and wonderful things and transformative things than we realize. The 13th century Dominican monk Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you ever prayed was thank you, it would suffice. If the only prayer you ever prayed was thank you, it would suffice." Why would he say that? Is gratitude and saying thank you that powerful? And how powerful is it? Well, here are the four things that it does. Number one, it helps us recognize the good in our lives that we sometimes don't see, that we sometimes miss out on, and we sometimes take for granted. I think sometimes in the struggle of our lives, when things aren't going as well, the only thing we can see are the things that aren't working and the things that we don't have. When I was a kid, we'd come home from school and rummage through the fridge and the cupboard and sing the line that every kid says, "Mom, there's nothing to eat in the house." And anybody say that when you were a kid? And then 20 minutes later, there's this hot, delicious meal on the table. And sometimes we're like that as adults. We look through the cupboards of our lives and we think it's bare. And ain't no love, or there's not enough, and there's not any joy or happiness or fulfillment, or I don't have friends, or I don't have this, and I don't have that. And the truth is there's a lot more abundance, and there's a lot more blessings and goodness and love in our lives. It's just sometimes we don't see it. You know, the word hell comes from the word Hades, and it means to be blind. That we experience hell when we are blind to the good that is all around us. That when we can't see the good, that is a hellish experience. It is a limiting experience. The word heaven means to expand. And gratitude is one of the things that expands our recognition of the good that is available and all around us in our lives. To me, nothing can switch your mindset from negative to positive, from bad to good, from lack to abundance, as being thankful and recognizing how blessed and how good and how much abundance is truly in our lives. How important is gratitude and thanksgiving? Well, I'll give you the opposite of it. This is how powerful or how detrimental it could be, according to Timothy. It says that in Timothy, it says that being ungrateful is the same as being unholy, as being unloving, as being disobedient to your parents, as being unforgiving, as being selfish and abusive. Why would not being grateful be considered so harsh and negative as not being forgiving or listening to your parents or being abusive? And that is because when we're not grateful, we do not recognize the good in our lives. It is like we are rejecting it. It is like we are refusing it. It is like we are choosing not to acknowledge it and utilize it. And in a way, it's like a rejection or a denial of God. And so gratitude really opens a path to recognize the good in our lives, which changes and transforms our energy and our level of awareness. And so what better way to recognize our abundance by stopping now. And I want you to write at least three things that you are thankful and grateful for. A, about yourself. Two is about the people in your lives. Three, about your possessions. And four, about life itself. So three things about each of those four areas as you recognize the good in your life and give thanks for it. Keep writing if you need to. And we'll just move on to the next one, which is gratitude helps us acknowledge the very source out of which all the good in our lives comes. Scripture states it in a number of ways. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. With God, all things are possible. And what this level of gratitude does is it doesn't just recognize the gift, but it recognizes the giver. It doesn't just recognize the thing, but the source from which all things come. And what it is, it's gratitude at a much higher level. To not just recognize the good, but understand that the source of that good is a higher power and an energy that we acknowledge and appreciate at a much higher level than just the thing. And so sometimes we think that our source is our job, or our source is our partner, or our source is whatever it is. But the truth is, those are channels. There's only one source, and that is God. All the things it says in Scripture that are seen come from that which cannot be seen. And it's that invisible spirit and presence and power, that intelligence and that energy. Being thankful for that and acknowledging is, to me, a higher form and a power of gratitude and thanksgiving. All right. The next one is that the power of gratitude is that it helps us appreciate and enjoy the things we have in our lives. You know, sometimes we're so busy chasing the next thing, the bigger thing, that we don't actually enjoy what's already here. We don't use it. We don't enjoy it. You know, a friend once said, you know, we spend so much time cleaning it, polishing it, insuring it, that we don't actually ever use it. Anybody ever grow up in a house where your parents might have said something like, we're saving those good dishes for the company. I mean, sometimes we have a thing of sometimes deferring, the good and not actually letting ourselves enjoy it. You know, we used to go into my father's closet and my parents' closet, and we'd see unwrapped dress shirts still in the plastic in June when my dad got it. You know, and he'd sometimes rather wear like a holy flannel shirt than a nice thing. And sometimes we keep saving and actually don't really enjoy what we have. Saving it for a rainy day, saving it for a special day, and sometimes not using it. The very first Unity service I attended, you ever hear something on a Sunday or Wednesday and you knew it was written just for you? And it kind of hits you right in the heart. So my first time at a Unity service, I was not in a good place. I was thinking, oh, how much I've lost and what I don't have. And the minister said these words. She said, you got to be grateful for what you have today, right now, no matter how little you might think it is. Because if you can't appreciate and enjoy what you have right now, you will never be able to be thankful for all those things you want later, whenever you might get them. And for me, that was like, wow. Because I just kept focusing on what I didn't have, what I couldn't have, blah, blah, blah. And for me, I think one of the greatest measures of prosperity is how much are you enjoying your life? How much are you appreciating who you are? How much are you appreciating your work and your family and your home and how wonderful this place is that we live? I mean, and so my question for you is, so how much are you enjoying your life? How much are you enjoying your home? How much are you enjoying your money? How much are you enjoying your body and your health? How much are you enjoying your family or nature? How much are you enjoying who you are? And it's important to realize, to appreciate it, but to appreciate in a sense of really enjoying it and utilizing it. There was a point in which I was seeing this reflexologist, and his name was Bill Marsh from the Holistic Center in Hamilton. And I remember he was kind enough to come to the house and do some work on me. And I remember he'd come in and sit down. He was always bowing and gracious. And my mom said, "Would you guys like something to drink?" And so he said, "Okay, I'll have some apple juice or whatever you've got." And I had been in the hospital for 5 months, and we had drank apple juice every day. I hated apple juice. I thought it was the most disgusting drink in the world. I never wanted apple juice. So I think I'd like had a glass of water. So my mom brought this in and gave Bill and gave I a glass. And then Bill just closed his eyes, and he took his glass, and he lifted it up, and he smiled. And then he drank this thing, gulp, and I could see his whole body just smile and relax. And he put that glass down, and I thought, what did my mom put in that apple juice? And the thing is, and what it was he was so thankful and appreciated that drink, and you could see his body appreciate it and enjoy it and accept it. And it was incredible. Somebody said the wealthiest people in the world are those who love, enjoy, and appreciate what they have in their lives right now. You know, a friend of mine, my best friend and prayer partner for 20 plus years now, introduced me to a thing when we were in school called appreciation moments. And so we'd be doing something and, you know, we'd go out for ice cream and I'd be eating my ice cream, and she'd say, stop. Let's have an appreciation moment of how good this ice cream tastes. And so she'd always get me to slow down and really savor the taste of this ice cream, which was already tasting good. But when you slow it down and savor it, you know, her thing about an appreciation moment was we sometimes go so quickly, we gloss over a lot of the good things. And so she would just say, appreciation moment. And so sometimes we would be outside and talking. She said, oh, feel how warm the sun is on our face. Let's have an appreciation moment. So she'd be firing off, appreciation moment. Every time, like once, a guy that, anybody have a hard time saying no? I mean, I built up all this courage practicing telling the guy no who kept coming into my room and doing all kinds. And so I said it, and I called her. I said, buddy, you won't believe this, but I said no to John for the first time. And I was getting all excited. She said, let's stop. Let's have an appreciation moment. I mean, she always wanted me to stop and just savor it and just bring it in. And so I want to encourage you to not move too quick, but when you do something that you've done for the first time or the best time, or something that tasted really great, or a beautiful sunset, stop and have an appreciation moment. Practice having appreciation moments. And maybe if you're with someone that you're close, either your partner, family, teach them and enjoy it together. Because I'll tell you, she's been a great blessing in my life. But this is one of the special treats, is that Jill is the queen of appreciation moments. So the final one with gratitude, why, if it's the only prayer you ever prayed, why it would be so powerful, and that is because when we are filled with gratitude, it creates a magnetic, powerful energy that attracts even more of that good and other forms of good. You know, with the law of attraction, you know, they say everything has a certain vibrational energy, and whether it's our words, our thoughts, our actions, our feelings, is that things that of that same vibration will always attract itself to us. And one of the highest vibrations, obviously, love, but gratitude is a powerful vibrational energy. That when we are grateful, we will attract more things to be grateful for. You know, I like to think, I like to tell everybody, like, we're all giant magnets. And whatever energy we are radiating, we will magnetically attract. And so if it's fear that we're radiating, we'll attract the like. You know, if it is anger, it is love. If it is joy, and if it is gratitude, there it is like a magnet. We will attract more things to be grateful for. One thing I have come to realize is that if you want to attract more good in your life, it doesn't come by hating what you have now. Sometimes we think that's a good motivation. If I just hate my job and hate my whatever enough, then I'll attract something better, and we actually don't. It's not a good launching pad for a better life. And so we have this kind of secret fear, like, okay, I hate my job, but if I act like I like my job, I might get stuck in my job. But the fact is, when you express appreciation, you will either be transformed that you will realize how good your job is, or you will attract something greater. And so for all the things in our lives, the best launching pad for a happier life is to be more thankful, because it will attract more good. Eric Butterworth says that thanksgiving is not simply a reactionary emotion, thank you for that good thing, but it is actually a causative energy. That is an energy that causes and creates greater things. It's not just a response to something nice happening. It is actually a creative energy. It's a proactive energy and force. Plato once said, a grateful mind is a great mind which eventually attracts to itself great things. A grateful mind is a great mind which eventually attracts to itself great things. So how do we develop a grateful mind? The first thing I always think, I believe in intention. If you have an intention to be a more grateful person, have an intention to have a grateful mind, to be a more thankful and appreciative individual to the people and to everything in your life, then you have already began the process of developing a grateful mind. In the book of James, it says, if any of you is lacking in anything, ask God, who gives generously, and he will give it to you without finding fault. And so just even asking and setting that intention that I want to be a more thankful person. I want to be more grateful. I want to have a great mind, a grateful mind, which eventually attract to itself great things. And so even affirming to yourself, I am a grateful person. I am a thankful person. I am someone who appreciates all the things in my life. All those ways of setting your intention is powerful and important. Another important thing is that gratitude, and here's what Khalil Gibran, he said, gratitude in itself is a wholesome and healing force, and it becomes all the more real when you make it a regular part of your prayers. So that when we add gratitude to the power of prayer, we magnify it. Here's what it says in Philippians. It says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in everything, with thankful hearts, make your prayers and requests known to God. And so gratitude with your prayer is like powerful stuff. To me, the best thing you could do with gratitude is start all your prayers with gratitude. As you acknowledge God, just give thanks for all the good stuff. And at the end, give thanks. You know what was really interesting? Most of us think that gratitude is something you do after. But Jesus taught that you could use gratitude before. And you remember with the loaves and fishes? He didn't just give thanks for the bread that was there. He gave thanks in advance that this thing would work out, that more abundance would come. Could you imagine praying and then giving thanks in advance that your meeting tomorrow is going to go great? Giving thanks in advance that your relationship, you know, will get healed. Give it thanks in advance that there will be harmony and peace in your family. Giving thanks in advance for the safe birth of a child. Giving thanks in advance, you know, for a good checkup and healing from something. It is like projecting the thankfulness is just a powerful thing. And so starting prayer and ending prayer with gratitude and thanksgiving is just a powerful, powerful way to utilize its energy. So, the next thing about gratitude is that it is something to be practiced in all situations and at all times. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you." To be grateful and thankful in all circumstances means that to have a mind that acknowledges and appreciates that everything that's going on in our life, not just having resistance to the one thing that isn't looking so good. Because what that opens the door to is realizing that life doesn't have to be perfect to be enjoyed, that there are many blessings at all the time that make life a joyful and positive experience. And by doing that, to be thankful in all things, it means our mind doesn't get sunk and dragged in to negativity or something that isn't working that we don't have, that it doesn't get preoccupied. It's still able to say, you know what? I'm very thankful. There's a lot of good still going on in my life. I also think that gratitude, it's important once in a while to look back and realize, wow, that tough thing happened in my life, you know what? I'm actually grateful for all the things it's helped me with, that it's blessed me with. Sometimes people have lost jobs and it's forced them to dig a little deeper and they found a new career path that was different and led them to greater happiness. Sometimes there are things we could look back at our lives and realize, wow, I'm actually thankful it worked out that way, that things are actually better for my life now. And it doesn't happen actually in the moment all the time, but sometimes when you look back on the course of your life, you'll think, wow, isn't it amazing how that thing I thought that was going to ruin my life actually years later taught me and made me a better person?
How do you cultivate that?
In the middle of it, I just hold the intention that one day I'll be thankful for it. I'll be able to see the blessing in it. You know, because one of the things is when you practice it more from the past, because we could connect some of the dots, I will tell myself, in the same way that I can connect the dots now and see that this was a blessing and be thankful, even though I can't see this thing right now, I know and hold the intention that I'll be able to be grateful and find the blessings to be thankful for from it. When I was, 12 years old, I was watching the Grammy Awards, and Stevie Wonder won a number of Grammys for an album called Songs in the Key of Life. And he gave a lot of acceptance speeches because he won a lot of Grammys that night. But I remember the first one he gave, and I'll share the words. I don't remember them verbatim, but they're close to this. And I'll spare you doing my Stevie impression. So these are just... But, yeah. So he said, "I would like to give thanks for the people in my life who have loved me and supported me and believed in me. But I'd also like to give thanks for all the people who didn't believe in me and didn't think I could do it. I'd like to give thanks for all the things that went so well and so smoothly and successfully in my life, but I'd also like to give thanks for all the things that didn't go so well and weren't so successful, because all of them all together have helped make me who I am today." And to me, I'm like a kid, but the hair on the back of my neck was standing up, and I was like so inspired. Because growing up, I thought gratitude was just about when the sun was shining and flowers and chocolates and everything good and going your way. You know, he introduced me at a young age to an awareness that all of it is something to be thankful for. That the ups and the downs, the failures and the successes all shape us into who we are. And we need to be grateful for life, not just portions of it. Life. Life is a miracle. Life is incredible, and to be thankful for it. And yes, sometimes it does take some time to have that perspective, but to know that it exists. You know, as a 12-year-old kid, I was introduced by watching TV and hearing this amazing man's speech. And so gratitude is a powerful thing. It can help us learn lessons. It can help us realize how blessed we are and to keep things in perspective. You know, to realize life is still a miracle, even when we're in the fetal position, crying under a bed, thinking, "I don't ever want to get out," as much as when we're on that mountaintop, feeling so alive from some success or achievement. It's all a miracle. It's all life, and we need to give thanks for all of it. The final one I want to talk about is the power of praise and blessing. praise and blessing. It is amazing how the things in our lives we say things to. I mean, I remember I've had a slow computer and I'm banging on it thinking, oh, this stupid thing. I'm sure some people had a used car and it's all this old lemon, this clunker. You know, we sometimes, you know, curse our money and, you know, our clothes. Oh, my old clothes. I just got old raggedy clothes. You know, we say a lot of things about our homes, ourselves, our relationships, our everything. And anybody remember when Jesus on the last week on the planet, he walked by a fig tree and he cursed the fig tree and it withered. And then he said, "Hey," the disciples said, "Hey, Jesus, what'd you do that for?" And Jesus said, "If you have faith, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe it, it will be yours." And so right there, Jesus says three very powerful things that we all have. You have the power to curse and wither things in your life. By the power of your words and your faith, you can destroy and wither things. And when we speak harshly about our money and our relationships and ourselves and our homes and our food, we are withering and diminishing it and our ability to enjoy it. Second thing he said is, if you say to this mountain, "Be lifted up and thrown into the sea," he's saying, you're powerful that you can destroy, but you can remove any obstacle in your life. You think something's blocking you? You have the power and the faith to call that thing to be moved away. And whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it and you'll be yours. You're so powerful, you can attract. So the point is, you have the power to curse or bless, that you have to wither or attract whatever it is you want. So the point is, you know, the word bless means to enrich or to prosper. So bless your food. Bless your clothes, bless your body, bless your relationship, bless your money, bless your hair, bless your eyes, bless your thighs, bless your boss, bless your neighbor, bless the fire trucks and the ambulances as they go by. Bless, bless, bless. It will enrich you. It will enrich your experience of those things. It will enrich those things. That's how powerful we are. If the only prayer you ever prayed was thank you, it would suffice. That's how powerful prayer is. It helps you recognize the good, acknowledging the source, enjoying what we have, attracting more good, learning and acknowledging the lessons and appreciating all of life. You know, and being able to bless and appreciate all the things that we've got. It's simple practice. So in the morning, like, bless your toothpaste and toothbrush and your teeth and everything you can think of. It sounds silly, but it will make a difference. It will absolutely make a difference. A grateful mind is a great mind, which eventually attracts to itself great things. And that is the spiritual practice and transformative power of gratitude and thankfulness. God bless you all.